There's no issue higher on the national domestic agenda and on voters' minds than the one of the economy and, in turn, jobs. In Indiana, 1 in 10 people are unemployed, and it's safe to say most Hoosiers have either lost a job, had their hours cut, taken a second job to make ends meet, or know someone for whom at least one of those scenarios is reality. Even though economists say there's some improvement in the national economy, they also say it will be at least a couple years before Americans can expect pre-recession job numbers. Ball State University professor Cecil Bohannon says it's a situation that will plague the next senatorial term, regardless of who wins November 2nd.
We've got an economy with slow growth, probably nothing more than 2%. And that's not conducive to creating the jobs that are necessary to generating significant reductions in unemployment.
It's a situation Democratic candidate Brad Ellsworth says could have been made much worse without the bailouts to major banks and the federal stimulus package.
You know, it was a third of tax cuts. A third of it went to the states that were bleeding profusely, not being able to keep up with their bills. And so because the federal government could borrow and the states could not, we were able to prop them up and give them a crutch. And then the third were the projects. And I think that is the part that probably was, although very helpful and I think did create jobs, could have been managed better.
And the last part is where Ellsworth's opponent, Republican Dan Coats, couldn't agree more.
It didn't go to lowering taxes. It didn't go to lowering regulations. The stimulus went to government workers. It went to keep jobs for union members and teachers and others. And a lot of temporary work. Had the administration focused more on supporting small business, giving tax credits and breaks for research and development, I think we would have been far better off.
The Indiana economists interviewed for this story agree the stimulus didn't do enough to fix America's economy. Some say there's really no way to know for certain what would have happened without the stimulus. Others, like Larry DeBoer at Purdue University, say its problem was that it didn't go far enough.
The standard recommendation in a recession is to increase spending and cut taxes. The stimulus bill was too small to really fill in the whole gap that the recession created. Been effective, but the economy got worse a whole lot faster than anybody thought.
It will be important for whoever wins the election to play a part in improving America's economy and getting Hoosiers back to work. So what needs to be done going forward is key. It is at that point the two candidates, at least at first blush, sound pretty similar. Both say they want to ease regulations on businesses so they can redirect money for compliance to job creation. They also agree tax cuts for businesses are important. Ball State's Cecil Bohannon says you have to look a little deeper to find what differentiates Coates and Ellsworth.
Dan Coates seems to be supporting long-term, structural, permanent kinds of tax reductions, whereas Mr. Ellsworth seems to be arguing more for temporary tax reductions meant to target particular groups and to kickstart the economy.
And both say they want to trim the deficit. But Purdue University's Larry DeBoer says the impact of that move will depend on timing and likely won't happen during either candidate's coming term in office.
If we were to try to do that right now, that means raising taxes or cutting spending right now, and that would throw people out of work. People would have less after-tax income to spend. It would mean the federal government would be spending less, and federal employees would be laid off, and contracts with businesses that are selling to the federal government would be canceled. But in the long run, you know, once we're out of the recession, no doubt that the budget deficit's got to be brought under control.
For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Marianne Holland.